Old Duncan the Stout was a man who loved to dance. He'd summon all his clan whene'er he found a chance. First he'd lead them in a toast and command they get in pairs. The dance we dance tonight will be danced for 100 years. So Duncan he taught Patrick, the caller after him, the steps to his dance so it could be taught again. And when Duncan died in battle, Patrick called the clan, find yourselves a partner and let's celebrate our man. But as the caller takes a swig and drains his mug of ale, the steps he swore he'd learn to lead seem lacking in detail. Holy Moses, my mind's gone blank. Was it 2 steps forward, then another back? It seems unfair of me to call it his. All I know is it was something, something, something like this. Centuries passed and the clan of Duncan grew. His dance was handed down, each caller learning it anew. Then came Arabella Inches, a fearsome woman chief. Not a chink in her armour, except in her left ear she was deaf. And so the day came for the chief to learn the steps. Her predecessor spoke them in his final dying breaths. But as she leaned in to listen, she turned her head to hear, and the steps became entrusted to her only faulty ear. But as she turns to ask the chap to repeat what he said, the old boy gave a final cough, and with that, he was dead.
Holy Moses, my mind's gone blank. Was it 2 steps forward, then another back?
To be passed on. Legend says that every caller somehow hears it wrong. From Duncan to Patrick to Arabella in her stoop, to the chief who thought he'd write it down but dropped it in his soup, to the caller in Rosyth who failed to inform, the caller in Kincaid as he told it in a storm. But still it does survive as callers muddle through, and now it's found its way to here to pass to you. See, traditions, whatever we choose to pass on, and if it can't move with us, you'll soon find it's gone. And yes, Duncan, the Stout may see your steps as strange, but his dance is still here, 'cause it's been able change. So when-